Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and I'm here with Kale Sorbo producing. Guys, I'm back. I just got LASIK and oh my goodness, these lights are really bright. I'll give you a little heads up. First of all, we are going to be taking eye drop breaks. I'm under the impression that maybe Kale might have made a graphic for it. We'll see it when we see it, okay? I just put them in. These are my, like, cataract-level sunglasses. Might need to put these on later, honestly, because, again, it's feeling real bright in here. Future's so bright, I need shades. No, feeling good. Feeling good, too, because we have a little better of an idea of who we're going to see at spring training for the Rockies. Plus, lots more baseball headlines to get into. We had some breaking news just this morning. Guys, it's the fifth day of February right now. We are 18 days away from watching actual spring training games. That's a Ryan Feltner number of days, you guys. He's still in the 40, man. We're going to get into who else is going to be at that big league camp, by the way, later on. 52 days until MLB opening day. 60 days until the Rockies are right back here in Colorado for the home opener. That'll be a Thursday. It's a Thursday again. I'm very excited about it. Last year it was a Friday and it was weird. It was weird for everyone. I literally got into an argument with one of my like old neighbors. They were like, no, there's no way it's on a Friday. It's always on a Thursday. I'm like, well, listen, I didn't make the schedule. Relax. Sorry, you guys aren't my therapist. We'll move on. Yeah, I'm excited to say though, it's February. We're going to see live professional baseball later on this month. I am absolutely stoked. But first, I mean, we have to chat about the Grammys. Like, who watched the Grammys? It was either the Grammys or the Nuggets game, which was a better experience. Kale can probably weigh in a little bit.
The Nuggets game was sick. It was actually a great game. So, I don't know. I mean, I heard the Grammys had some tea, though, which I do like.
The Grammys were juicy. Yeah, like, Jay-Z was throwing all kinds of shade on behalf of Beyonce, which I do appreciate. Blue Ivy, so grown up. Taylor Swift using her Grammy win to announce a new album. Obviously, I'm going to be insufferable this April when that comes out. But
I do think it's kind of hilarious that she sort of just like hijacked the entire show for an announcement. Like, good for her.
But you know what? She also like she hijacked all of the hype before the Grammys, too, because she did all that cryptic stuff. She like changed her picture from like what it was to a black and white version. So that had everyone thinking all day, oh, she's going to announce Reputation, Taylor's version, at the Grammys. And she instead announced like a totally different album. You know, she didn't like need to do that at the Grammys. Like she definitely could have just done it on Instagram like after she accepted that award. But whatever, it's Taylor Swift's world and we all just live in it. It is true. Let's see. I think we do have some comments. Sergio, here we go. Let's go, Rockies. Sean keeps posting. Can't wait for spring training to start. Jeremy, home opener is on a Friday. I don't think so. I really thought it was on a Thursday. Now I'm that person who's arguing. I'm going to look up the Rockies schedule right now. I did just look it up. No. No, I can't be wrong, because then I would feel like an idiot. All right. Yeah, March 28th is the opening day in Arizona. April 5th. What day is April 5th? Oh, my God, April 5th is a Friday. Okay, you know what? Just cancel me. Delete this whole podcast. I was wrong. I don't know my days of the week. You know what? If it wasn't a leap year, it would have been a Thursday. There's my excuse. Thank you for correcting me. I feel dumb. I feel legit dumb, but it's okay. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. But first, let's shout out our friends at Circle K. I'm so excited that we have a whole Circle K snack cart in the studio. And like, we're allowed to eat it, by the way. Also, did someone refresh it? It's looking a little fuller. I'm stoked. We love the inner circle. One of our favorite parts about Circle K. It is totally free to join, easy to download. Use the QR code right here on the YouTube show or use the link in the description of the pod if you're listening. The really cool thing, your first five fill-ups of gas are 25 cents off a gallon. Oh my goodness. You can't afford to miss this. In this economy, get out of here. All you need is an email address and a phone number, and those discounts are yours. They've got lots of other discounts on the great food and drink items that they have in their stores. Sign up with the QR code on the screen or use the link. And, okay, if you've got a phone, it'd be crazy if you didn't. You can text them and get a free Polar Pop. Any freaking size. All you have to do is text DNVR to 31310. Again, that's DNVR to the number 31310. Get yourself a free Polar Pop of any size. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic reoccurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. We got to talk about our friends at Bet365 too, because guys, this is a big week. Big freaking week with the big game coming up. But at Bet365, they don't do ordinary. They believe every sport should be absolutely epic. And right now, new customers can choose between a couple of different offers when they open an account with Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Put $10 in there, and you can choose between a bet and get. Place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets, or a first bet safety net. You can get that offer by placing a bet up to $2,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you're going to get a matched refund in bonus bets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary with Bet365. And with the big game coming up, it is, you got to get that app downloaded. You don't want to miss out on all the fun. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, 21 or older, got to be in Colorado, got to gamble responsibly. All right. Let's talk about the news that dropped. This dropped on Friday while I was very much not able to see. So I'm excited that I can talk about it now. We have the non-roster invitees for spring training, and 23 of these guys finished the season in the Rockies organization already. So a lot of really familiar names, a couple of fresh ones. So we're going to get into them. Let's start with the utility guys. Coco Montez, he's one of those 10 non-roster invitees that wrapped up the season in AAA. By the way, in case you were wondering, he's logged exactly 0.03 years of service time. But he was also invited last year to big league spring training. We're also going to see Sterlin Thompson, who, yeah, not on the 40-man yet. Definitely one of those recent draft picks that we're very interested in. He finished the season in AA, in case you weren't keeping track. But there are 7 yard goats who are going to spring training this year. Pretty exciting. Connor Kizer, another guy who finished the season in AAA. Another guy that we've seen floating around the majors a little bit. He will be invited. Grant Levine also finished the season in AA. He has risen up so quickly. He was also invited last year, but excited to see his progression because I feel like he moved up so quickly last year. So this could be a debut year for Grant Levine, at least a AAA year, please. We'll see where he lands. Ryan Ritter, he also finished a AA Hartford this year. He was the MVP of the California League this past year. He will be at spring training. Aaron Shunk, another one of those guys that we've talked about from AAA. He will be at big league camp again. And Alan Trejo. Crazy to see Alan Trejo on the 40... It's crazy to see Alan Trejo off the 40-man. And as invited to spring training as a non-roster invitee. Oh my gosh, can I like say any of these words? Guys, thanks for sticking with me. I am tongue-twisted today. He did finish the season on the active roster, so Alan Trejo, happy to see he's still in the organization, but my goodness. Sad to see that he's not on the 40 man. What a time. Anyway, let's move on. Outfielders, Jordan Beck. He's another one of those guys who finished up the season in AA Hartford with the Yard Goats. He was also the 2023 Northwest League MVP. So we've got a couple of MVPs heading to spring training. He's also ranked on MLB.com as the 81st best prospect overall. Betty Montgomery, another guy who is coming to spring training. He is one of the two guys who wrapped up the season with the Spokane Indians. Vladimir Restituyo, another outfielder. Also, I feel like whenever I hear Vladimir's name, I think of Jeff Dooley, the voice of the Yardgoats, because that is one of Jeff Dooley's favorite guys. I'm going to do whatever I can to get him on the show this week, but they have their big promo announcement coming up this week. I think it might be on Thursday night, but they kind of go all out. They show off which crazy jerseys they're going to be making these players wear. And they go crazy. If you like, this is like my favorite thing. If you Google Alan Trejo, the first picture that comes up is him in that like ridiculous screaming goat jersey that the Yard Goats did. These are honestly like these minor league teams low-key blackmailing these players. Low-key. And of course, wrapping up the outfielders, we cannot not talk about Zach Veen. Another one of those guys who, I mean, technically finished his season at Double A. Of course, he finished that season injured. He had just gotten surgery. So I don't want to count him as like a Double A guy. Is he like Double A and a half? Two and a half A's? Anyway, he was also invited last year. We'll get to see him again. I ran into him at the Starbucks in McGregor right before all the guys kind of left town for Rockies Fest. He's so excited. Also, he does not have a mustache right now. Doesn't have one.
No.
Yes. Yes. He got rid of it.
Tragic.
Maybe he's tragic. I don't know. See, I'm not like a big fan of mustaches. Like, your body, your choice, obviously, but... You know, I'm usually happier when someone ditches a mustache. He does look like he looks so much younger now. He's just got like a kid's face. So I can see why he went with the mustache in the first place. He's a good kid. He is a good kid. Excited to see what he can accomplish this year now that his hand is all fixed up. Let's look at some of the comments because I see y'all chatting in here. Oh my God, wait, are you telling me we have a super chat?
We do.
We have a super chat from Sean Keeps Posting. Let's go, Rockies, baby. I agree. Again, I said this right after Rockies Fest wrapped up, but I am kind of hyped for this season. I'm a lot more hyped than I was a couple of weeks ago because I think this is going to be a good year. I think it's going to be a lot better than this previous year. All right, we gotta get into all of the comments. Again, thank you, Jeremy Silva, for pointing out that I was wrong about what day of the week opening day is. I'm embarrassed, so thanks for keeping me in check. Will Carpenter, someone had a birthday on the pitcher and catcher report date. We'll look that up. Jeremy, you don't have to be sorry. Roger Red. Sharni, you might be the only reason I'm going to watch Disaster Rockies. No, they're going to be good. But, like, if that's your reason, then thank you. I'm flattered. Justin wants to know, is Zach up? I really was surprised that he started the season at Double A last year. He's got to start at Triple A this year. That would be crazy if he didn't. But then again, crazier things have happened. Oh my gosh, Sean, was that your first super chat? Thanks for playing. We love super chats. They're such an event for us on the Rocks Pod. They really are. Let's get into some pitchers. Ooh, some pitchers. Chance Adams. Chance Adams is one of those, another one of those invitees that finished the season at AAA Albuquerque. Some background on him. I mean, the Rockies picked him up. Fun fact, he became a free agent again at the end of this season. And then he re-signed on my birthday. What a great gift. He started one major league game. We haven't seen him in the majors in a hot sec, but he joined the Rockies organization in May. Let's see what he's got, you know? Rockies love former Yankees too, and vice versa. Matt Carasetti, file him under still around. He finished up the season in AAA Albuquerque. He will be invited to spring training again. Jeff Criswell, 24 years old, hasn't debuted yet, also finished the season in AAA. He was in the Oakland organization before signing with the Rockies, and he was also invited to spring training with the big leaguers last year. Let's talk about John Curtis, another guy that the Rockies have recently picked up. He's from the Mets. He's got a little more than 3 years of service time. He actually was originally drafted by the Yankees. Stop. I can't read. He was originally drafted by the Rockies in the 30th round in 2011, but didn't sign. And you know how the Rockies feel about dudes that they have scouted and didn't get. They do whatever they can to find a way to get them. Case in point, the king of that, Chris Bryant, among others. I think it's hilarious. So we ended up signing with the Twins in the sixth round of the 2014 draft. He had stints with the Angels, Phillies, Rays, Marlins, Brewers. Signed with the Mets after the 2022 season started. Became a free agent this November. Rocks just signed him only a couple of weeks ago. Another guy, he's most recently with the Marlins, Jeff Hartlieb. His nickname is Hart. Love that. He's got a little over a year of service time. He was drafted in 2015 by the Mets in the 37th round, but didn't sign. Basically, like, he and John Curtis seems like they've kind of been like floating around each other. I love when the draft used to be that long. Like, you and I could have been drafted in like the 37th round and we would never know. The draft is hilarious to me. All right, let's talk about some more right-handed pitchers. Jaden Hill, he's the other guy, by the way, who finished the 2023 season in Spokane. Excited to see him. Carl Kauffman, he finished the season on the Rockies active roster. He was also invited to big league camp last year. Same with Matt Cook. Matt Cook will also be there. And then, of course, we have another new guy, Kyle Wilcox. Kyle Wilcox, actually born in Connecticut, just an hour away from where the Yard Goats play their games now. Went to Bryant University in Rhode Island. So, like, he is a New England dude. Sixth round draft pick by the Mariners in 2015. Most recently in the Braves organization. Finished the season in AAA. He has not debuted yet. Very excited to see what he's all about. Fun fact, though, like a lot of current Rockies, he was a Modesto Nut, because right after the Rockies lost their affiliation with the Modesto Nuts, they became a Mariners affiliate. So they've all played in like the same spot. All right, another guy that we're going to file under, still around. Let's get into our lefty pitchers. Ty Block is still around, still always getting kicked off the 40 man. Of course, he was also invited last year. This is his first, this is his third spring training invite, which is crazy because we see him play with the Rockies like every freaking season. One of these days, they're going to DFA him for like the 30th time and someone else is going to grab him. And then what? You're going to take him out of his home state? It's so rude. But anyway, Carson Palmquist, another highly touted prospect, lefty pitcher, finished the season in AA. He'll be at spring training with the big kids. And Joe Rock concluded the season in AAA. Some catchers. We got some catchers, too. Three catching prospects. All of them finished the season in AAA. How many freaking catchers did they need in AAA? Braxton Fulford, he was also invited last year. Same thing with Willie McIver and Drew Romo. Three names that we hear a lot in our catching depth. And they will all be at big league spring training, learning from some new guys. We're going to talk a little more about this. But first, we have to talk about our friends at Game Time, because you can get spring training tickets on Game Time, by the way. You don't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event, whether you're planning ahead or maybe you're getting something last minute like I tend to do. But Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, all the music, all the comedy shows, theater, whatever's going on. If there's a ticket, they're probably going to have it. And they've got some killer last minute deals too. All in prices, a view from your seat. That's cool stuff. And they have their best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Listen, I use Game Time all the freaking time. and they've got some good deals. And I love that they show you the view from your seat. Cause again, who among us has an encyclopedic knowledge of all of the seats and all of the views from them? Game Time will show you. And I just love that. Plus, they've got these thing called zone deals where you can pick the section. Game Time will pick the seats and you can save an average of 18%. Pretty cool. Here's what you're going to do. Here is what you were going to do right now. You're going to grab your phone. You were going to download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DNVR. That code will give you $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but first thing, you got to make the account and use code DNVR to get that $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And guys, I did just have my eyeball sliced open like little grapes at a toddler snack time. So I'm going to take an eye drop break. Our first eye drop break. Kale, this is hilarious, by the way. Like, what is happening over here? If you're listening to the pod, it looks like I am being given laser vision by a laser, and this is Kale, you absolutely crushed this. I'm happy you are having fun.
I'm sorry. I'm ridiculous, but I had fun with it.
You know what? Don't be sorry. Again, I'm a big fan. All right. Yeah, we can come back. Yeah. Also, sorry if I'm not like looking at the camera a lot. If you're watching me on YouTube, I am just like, it's tough. These lights be bright and I'm still pretty sensitive. That was really fun. Thanks for playing, everyone. real fast before we, move on to some actual more Rockies news. We got to shout out our friends at Breck, our OG craft beer sponsor. You guys know how much we love our Breck beers at DNVR. The beer of the month. We finally know for sure the beer of the month. It's the Avalanche Ale. So you can get that for $6 for a pint here at the bar. But Breck has a beer for any occasion. Don't forget about the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, the Fun Slinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Whichever one is your favorite, you are going to find it at breckbrew.com. Use the beer locator to find your favorite brew near you. All right. I'm going to check some of the comments real fast. Oh my gosh, Sean, another super chat. Oh my gosh, I'm feeling wealthy right now. Sean, I'm officially a Rockies fan because of you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Oh my God. Did someone like post this on Reddit or something? Like, why are we getting all these comments?
I do not know.
I haven't been featured on the Reddit, hot sportscasters, thread in a while. So this would be pretty exciting for me. Could be. Cause I have Google alerts. Obviously I like need to know like what people are saying about me. So I find out. But thanks, guys. However you got here, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. I'm surprised I'm not getting more questions about my LASIK, by the way, because I did post on my own. Did I actually post it? Maybe. I was like, yeah, if you have questions about my LASIK, please feel free to ask. And no one cares. Guys, I got an eye job. Anyway, okay, let's talk about who's not on the list, who was on the list last year. I compared the lists. First of all, Hunter Goodman, not on the list because he's on the 40 man now. I am so excited about Hunter Goodman. I can't wait to see what they do with him in spring training because he might need to learn a new position, might need to be out in right field or something. I don't know. What are we going to do with him? We have like 17 first basemen. Haha. Take 17 first basemen to do what Todd Helton does, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. But I thought it was funny. Anyway, a lot more catcher prospects in general were on the list last year. Now it's just these three guys. But the Rockies did pick up a new catcher in Jacob Stallings. So important to keep that in mind. Ooh, a little Rockies gossip. Because, you know, we like to keep up with these guys' personal lives, too. It looks like Brian Servant's girlfriend and Nolan Jones's girlfriend both ran the Sedona half marathon over the weekend. And they posted a picture together. And, like, the guys are holding their dogs. And, like, also, like, the dogs all look a lot alike. I thought it was pretty funny. But congratulations to these athletic gentlemen having athletic girlfriends. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Sedona's got to be a beautiful place to run a half marathon, by the way.
Yo, I went to Sedona for the first time this summer. Like, I had never been there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, crazy. It looks like it's, like, out of another planet or something.
It really does look like, yeah, exactly. It looks like it is not this planet.
Yeah, it's, like, insane. And then we went, like, cliff jumping all day. It was a sweet, like, Sedona was an awesome place.
Yeah. I need to go back to Sedona. I've been to Sedona once. It was the year that, it was the year 2020. It was the year that spring training got canceled while I was on the flight.
Oh,
so I was like, I don't really know what to do with myself if there's no games to go to. So like one of the days I was out in Arizona, I drove up to Sedona. Kind of a long drive for a day trip.
Yeah,
but
long drive for a day trip, but good for you.
But you know what the hell else was I doing? You know?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh my gosh, Sergio. Sergio with a super chat. This is like a personal record for non-opening day super chats, by the way. Sergio in the super chats. Rockies might not have been rocking last season, but DNVR always rocks. Thank you. Thank you. Will Carpenter. Will Carpenter perfectly predicted our next item of business. We got to talk about some real baseball headlines. This just broke right before the show aired. Bobby Witt Jr. getting a big extension from the Royals. That's right. Garrett Hampson's coworker getting that bag. Jeff Passan reported at first Bobby Witt Jr. and the Kansas City Royals are in agreement on an 11-year, $288.7 million contract extension per sources. Ken Rosenthal added, there is a three-year club option that could bring the total to $377.7 million. 11 years guaranteed, could potentially be 14. That is a huge contract for such a young player who was such a touted prospect too just a couple of years ago. Talented young player. Exciting for him, but wow. So many big contracts right now.
Is this like the new thing to sign your young guys to crazy extensions so you can avoid the whole like Mike Trout have to give him $500 million thing?
I think so.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's something, that's for sure. It's very interesting. Yeah, we've seen so many of these big contracts.
Because like $300 million to give to someone that young is kind of crazy. But then you avoid the, oh, I gave you a three-year big deal. Now, like, you're a superstar, and now I have to give you $500 million.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
That's crazy.
Listen, look at these big commitments. Like, do these big contracts come with the prenup? If only Nolan could have...
That's fair. Yeah.
Hey, another a trade happened, and now Corbin Burns leaving the Brewers, heading to the Orioles. I'm so happy for Corbin Burns. I have been wondering where he would end up for a while because I feel like we all knew there was no way he was going to stay with the Brewers long term because some bad blood happened. Came into existence after his arbitration meetings last year. This was like a whole thing. They went to arbitration and he did not like the things that they said about him to get his price lower. This is what he said like almost a year ago, I believe. Quote, I think there were other ways they could have gone about it and probably been a little more respectful with the way they went about it. That sounds like bad blood to me. That sounds like a dude who's like, okay, yeah, I'll still work here this year, but like, I'm looking for a new job. He's got that new job now. He's going to be part of the Orioles rotation. And the Orioles, of course, have a really exciting thing going on. They have a lot of talent coming up. Hello, Jackson Holliday. But also big, flashy, rich new owners. Pretty excited. Welcome to our Orioles podcast here at DNVR Rockies. So, yeah, you know who we'll probably talk about this with? Our friend Steph, our resident, also Brewers fan, Rockies first, of course. Kale, Steph's going to be on the show on Wednesday.
Let's go.
Yes. We're all friends with Steph. Let's check some more of the comments. Will says, I'll be so old when that contract is over. That's what I said about Bryce Harper's contract when he signed that. But then again, such a big contract. I'm like, oh, I'll be in my 40s when that contract is up. And I'm not ready to really think about that because I'm just a kid. I'm just a teen. I'm just a child. All right. All right. My eyes are hanging in there a little more than I thought. I thought I was really going to need like more eye drop breaks. Because I guess the thing is, I'm going to teach you something about eye health. Like when you are staring at like screens, I don't think lights count, but when you're staring at screens, you blink less. So that's why you get more eye strain. That's why your eyes get tired after like a long day of like staring at your computer screen. So they don't want you to do that after LASIK because they want you to be blinking and keeping your eyes nice and moist. If you hate the word moist, by the way, like grow up. Kale, I posted picture on Twitter of like my old contact lenses and like the brand is AccuView Moist and someone was like moist and with like the vomit emoji. I was like, grow the fuck up.
I guess that's fair. I mean, that's like a thing that was like a conversation point when I was like a freshman in high school. There would be people that were like, I hate the word moist.
Yeah, well, apparently people are still doing it. It's very lame. Very lame. I'm excited that we have so many cool things to be excited about in terms of the Rockies. I think we're going to have a fun time. I think we got to everything. Yeah, talked about Bobby Witt's extension, talked about all the guys we're going to see, and we'll get into it more on Wednesday for sure. Steph's going to be on the show. Steph Salazar. We had so much fun last time she was on. We decided we're going to do it again. Kale, before we wrap up, anything on your heart, as Thomas Harding might ask?
No, nothing on my heart today.
I'm happy to hear that. No news is good news. No news is good news. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I aggressively live tweeted the Grammys last night after like one glass of sake. I was like, oh yeah, these opinions are cooking. So if you want to read some shit, that's there for you. Follow DNVR underscore Rockies for all of the latest Rockies news. We're going to keep you posted on all of the stuff that continues to break because we just keep getting more and more information about what we can expect this coming season. This show is back Wednesday at 12:15 Mountain Time right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Kale, you know what I like to say in a PG way about closing out a show?
What do you like to say in a PG way?
Listen, that's baseball. That's the show. We will talk to you guys on Wednesday. Have a good one.
We all silly like the mayor.